Grenell admonishes Kennedy Center after Vance boos, "Everyone is welcome." By Elizabeth Weibel on March 14, 2025. Richard Grenell, the president of the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, issued a letter to staffers after Vice President J.D. Vance was booed by the crowd, and noted that everyone is welcome. In a letter to staffers of the Kennedy Center, Grenell, who also serves as President Donald Trump's envoy for special missions, revealed that he had received several messages from staffers at the Kennedy Center expressing their embarrassment over more than a few symphony patrons loudly booing Vance and his wife, Second Lady Usha Vance. "Last night and this morning I received several messages from Kennedy Center staffers sharing their embarrassment over more than a few symphony patrons loudly booing the vice president and his wife last night," Grenell wrote. "As the premier arts organization in the United States of America, we must work to make the Kennedy Center a place where everyone is welcomed." Grenell added, "We clearly have work to do. And I hear your outrage. As president, I take diversity and inclusion very seriously. I have met with many of you, and I love that we are Christian, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, gay, straight, black, white, Hispanic, and absolutely different. This is our strength. Intolerance towards people who are politically different is just as unacceptable as intolerance in other areas," Grenell added. "Everyone is welcome at the Kennedy Center." The letter from Grenell to staffers came after videos posted to X showed Vance and his wife receiving boos from several members of the crowd at the Kennedy Center. In response to the video of the Vances being booed as they walked into the Kennedy Center, Grenell noted that the video should challenge us all to commit to making the Kennedy Center a place where everyone is welcomed. "It troubles me to see that so many in the audience appear to be white and intolerant of diverse political views," Grenell wrote in a post on X. "Diversity is our strength. We must do better. We must welcome everyone. We will not allow the Kennedy Center to be an intolerant place." At the beginning of February, Trump revealed that he had appointed himself the chairman of the Kennedy Center and revealed his plans to make the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., great again. Trump also revealed that he removed several people from the Board of Trustees. Breitbart News previously reported that after Trump was appointed as the chairman of the Kennedy Center, Grenell was named the interim president after Deborah Rutter, the former president of the Kennedy Center, was fired.